Wisconsin's capital gains exclusion was among the most generous in the nation before this year's budget was signed into law. It used to exclude 60% of a long-term capital gain from the state income tax. That meant that if you held an investment like a stock for at least a year, then sold it at a profit, 60% of the money you earned would not be taxed as state income. The budget cut that exclusion in half. Now Kenosha Assembly Democrat Peter Barca says he'll introduce a bill that would restore it for people who hold their investments for at least 5 years. Barca says this will target people who invest in businesses. He says ideally he'd like to offer the exclusion for all investors.
But obviously with the budget restrictions that we had and the fiscal crisis we're in, it just, we couldn't come up with the resources to maintain that. So this is much more affordable. It costs significantly less, and it's, but at the same time, you get all the benefits of providing inducements for people to invest in businesses here in Wisconsin.
The move would not take effect until 2012. Barca says it would cost the state about $18 million a year. Well, that's far shy of the hundreds of millions the old exclusion used to cost. The state's already on pace to be running a deficit a couple years from now. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.